I do want to say, historically, we as a people have only increased in pickiness. Okay? Way back when people were looking to get married, they're like, is he gonna be able to defend the family and bring food? You know, can he kill animals? And is he strong enough to, like, fight, ward off, you know, bad guys? So people got married for, like, reasons of, like, security and safety. And so your must-have, can't-stand list was way different back then, okay? If the guy was, like, big, he's good. He knows how to hunt, he's good. Things have changed a little bit since then. We're at a point now where we're like, I want lifelong compatibility. I want romance. I want someone who will change diapers and wipe drool off his arm and be like, I love children. You know, I want somebody who is like completely on fire for Jesus, not just saved, but a revivalist, believes in healing. I mean, the list of stuff that we're looking for is way, way more complicated than it used to be. But at the same time, because of that, I think God's doing something right now. I believe that there are people right now that are going to choose really well who their mate is going to be, because our eyes are wide open. There's expectation. We are being intentional. We're getting educated in what's important in a relationship. And so there is a whole new level of compatibility that I believe that God's releasing on the earth because of that increase in wisdom and revelation. I don't know if you're familiar with the must-have list, but it's a list that, you know, people talk about. It's like, well, he's got to do this. He's got to have a job. He's got to love Jesus, love kids, all this stuff. But some people, it is just way, way too much stuff. So although I'm saying, yeah, it's awesome that we have expectations and we're being picky, don't get crazy with the list, okay? There's some ladies that are like, you know, Jesus could walk through that door and you'd be like, too much facial hair, mm-mm. So if your list of must-haves is more than what God carries, it's too big, okay? So don't be overboard with that. At the same time, you do need to do your homework and figure out who you're with. My favorite relationship quote of all time is actually by Benjamin Franklin. It's, keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. Okay? So this is when you're looking for him. You're like, I'm checking everything out. I am like going to cross my T's, dot my I's, get a ton of information to make sure I make a good decision. Once you get married, do not nitpick and talk about everything you figured out that he is not perfect in. That is not going to fare well for you. So before you're married, eyes wide open. Once you're married, half shut. So ladies, do not rush into a relationship the other way around, which is, you know, heart first, eyes shut, because you're going to trip and smack your face on something, okay? So never heart first, eyes shut. Definitely need to have your eyes open. Okay, let's get practical. Does that sound good? Give you some tools?